Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing. And the next chapter is Kaizen. Kaizen is a Japanese word for improvement or change for the best. Refers to the philosophy of practices that focus on continuous improvement. As I have said earlier, improvement on a day-to-day basis. Today is better than yesterday. Tomorrow will be better than today, and so on. Kaizen is continuous improvement, improvement or change for the best, continuous improvement of processes in manufacturing, in engineering, and business management. All business processes. Continuous improvement. Kaizen is continuous improvement. It has been applied not only in automobile industry, not only in manufacturing, but in healthcare, in psychotherapy, in life coaching, in government, in banking, and other industries. Everywhere it is applied. When used in the business sense and applied to the workplace, Kaizen refers to activities that continually improve all functions and involves all employees. I have said in TQM, involvement of all the employees, other than manufacturer also, in manufacturer also, every employee is getting involved, from CEO to the assembly line worker. It also applies to processes such as purchasing. It is not only manufacturing processes. It is purchasing process. It is SR process. It is marketing process. It is stores process. It is logistics process that cross organizational boundaries into supply chain. Our supply chain has to be very strong. So Kaizen makes the supply chain very strong by improving standardized activities and processes. Kaizen aims to eliminate waste. In the beginning of this world-class manufacturing, when we were discussing just in time, I said, in the lean production, we have to eliminate waste and improve the flow. So towards that objective, Kaizen works. Kaizen aims to eliminate waste. Kaizen was first implemented in several Japanese businesses. After the Second World War, influenced in part by American business, Mr. Deming, and quality management teachers who visited the country. It has since spread throughout the world and is now being implemented in environments outside of business and productivity also, everywhere. What is Kaizen? Japanese word. Kai means change. Zen means good. Change for the good. Change for the better. Kaizen means change for the better. Better tomorrow than today. Better today than yesterday. Change for the better. Improve for the better. In all, Kaizen suggests a humanized approach. The idea is to nurture the company's human resources, not by hurting the people, by nurturing their resources. And as much as it is to praise and encourage the people who achieve something, rewarding people, recognizing people, it means carrying out small improvements in large numbers. Kaizen is not big improvement in small numbers. Kaizen is small improvement in big numbers. With total employee involvement on a continuous basis. See, so many things I have said. Continuous basis, total people involvement, and small improvements in big numbers. That is the definition of Kaizen. It must be achieved with 100% participation of the people. Kaizen is about 100% participation of people. It is better implemented by a person himself, herself, who has created the improvement idea and carried out in his own workplace. I am the worker. It is my own idea. I implement that idea in my workplace so that my machine becomes better. Total productive management. I do the improvement myself. Because everyone is a janitor. Everyone is a caretaker. That is what I have said earlier. Every employee is a janitor. He takes care of his own work. That is how the Kaizen will be working. Kaizen is a daily process. It is not only done only during a festival. It is not done only on a particular day. It is a daily process. It is a habit to be done every day. The purpose of which goes beyond simple productivity improvement. It is also a process that when done correctly, humanizes the workplace. Workplace is suitable to the human. It is not that workplace is there and human has to make suitable for it. No. It should be a humanized workplace. Eliminates overly hard work, Murie, and teaches people how to perform experiments on their work using the scientific method and how to learn to spot and eliminate waste in business processes. When we were doing Kaizen, we were going to the Gemba and we were finding out where the waste is happening, where the leakage is happening, where the idle time is happening, and we were eliminating it. Our workers, day in and day out, were observing the process. They were thinking where the waste is happening, how to eliminate waste. It is a philosophy of never being satisfied. We generally become very complacent when we achieve something. But Kaizen teaches us not to become complacent, not to become satisfied with small achievement. Because once we become complacent, we stop our progress. So not to become complacent, everyday work. So we should not be happy with what was accomplished last week or last year. It is using common sense and is both a rigorous scientific method using statistical quality control and an adaptive framework of organization values and believes that keep workers and management focused on zero defects. I make error. And I am focused how to eliminate my error, which will generate a defect. That is what worker is continuously thinking. That I am doing some mistake. I am doing some error, and this error will result into a defect. How should I improve so that next time I don't do this defect? The Kaizen philosophy is improvement, leadership, cross-functional teams, 5S. What we have discussed already, productivity improvement, process focus and discipline in the workplace and teamwork. Why Kaizen? Because people can easily accept the idea and suggest for improvement. As a result, the Kaizen mode of production will improve company's productivity. Everyone is thinking about small improvement with total involvement in the organization. It will give quality improvement, cost reduction, shorten the delivery time, that is lead time, and reduce lead time, inventory control, more inventory turnover, more inventory turns, and safety improvement. This is happening, or this will happen, when everyone is thinking about improvement. Not only managers, not only engineers, but everyone is thinking about small improvements by giving their suggestions. Kaizen techniques are not capital intensive. It is not that I have to invest crores of rupees. Small improvements with very less capital. Implementation is not difficult. Kaizen implementation to a large extent is based on training, self-motivation, and not formal education. the management system helps in attaining high quality and high productivity that could be easily transferred to benefit by making products competitive within domestic and international markets. What is Kaizen contributes to national finance? Increase in profit will give rise to increasing wage, job generation, increasing payable tax, contribution to national finance. Kaizen can serve as important pillar to the national growth strategy. So, implement Kaizen everywhere. Kaizen's guiding principles are collaborative work, proactive and spontaneous. What is proactive? Proactive is action before a loss happens. We don't wait for loss to happen. We don't wait for defects to happen. We don't wait for accident to happen. We take action so that we prevent the defect. We take action in advance so that we prevent the accident. We prevent the defect. We prevent the loss. So proactive. Then low cost improvements, continuous and never ending improvement, self motivation. Every worker is motivated himself or herself, driven by top management, intensive top down effort, senior management taking the lead, linked with big investments. One time improvement advocated management support. So these are the Kaizen's guiding principles, and these are the business process re-engineering and benchmarking procedures. Kaizen says collaborative work, proactive, spontaneous, low cost, continuous and never ending, and self-motivation. What is BPR? Driven by top management, intensive top-down effort with senior management, linked with big investment. BPR has big investment, but Kaizen has small investment. Then one-time improvement. Benchmarking is one-time improvement, but Kaizen is a continuous improvement. Elements of Kaizen are customer focus, as I have said, in total quality management, TPM, which we have discussed already, total productive maintenance, teamwork, quality circles, automation, labor-man cooperation. Following are three key factors: elimination of waste, waste of time, defects, losses, zero losses, MUDA. 5S, which we have discussed already, 5S, and then standardization. We standardize the process. We improve the process, write it down, standardize it, and follow. Elimination of waste. Following wastes are to be eliminated. Overproduction. We create big, big lots of production and push it in the market. Customer may take some of the parts or not. The whole thing lies in inventory. Because of overproduction, we lose lot of things, such as inventory carrying cost increases, space utilization is very poor, and so many production problems happen. Then waiting production, transport products, inappropriate process, unnecessary inventory, unnecessary excess motions, unnecessary defects. Then 5S we have discussed already. A complete chapter we have discussed. That is SIRI, tidiness, SITON, orderliness, SISO, cleanliness, SAIKESU, standardized cleanup, and SHITSUKE, discipline and sustaining our improvements. This we have already discussed. It is an ever-ending process and is better explained and presented by PDCA. Plan, do, check and act. Aspects of Kaizen. Gemba Kaizen. What is Gemba? Gemba is workplace. I don't sit in my air-conditioned cabin and go to the workplace. Speak to the person. Speak to the worker. Speak to the supervisor. Speak to the manager. Speak to the process owner. Look at the machine. Look at the losses. Look at the leakage. Look at the housekeeping. Gemba Kaizen. Gemba means the workplace where the products are made. So Gemba Kaizen is Kaizen activities that take place in Gemba. Gemba Kaizen is to make continuous improvement at the real place where the production is actually going on. Worker is struggling there. He has some problems which nobody listens to him, and we go to him and give him assurance that, look, all your problems we will handle in a very fast manner. That is called Kaizen Blitz. Kaizen Blitz, rapid improvement, is a focus activity on a particular process or activity. What we were practicing in Bosch, that is this Kaizen Blitz. That we were, as a team, going to the Gemba and speaking to the worker, speaking to the supervisor, speaking to the process owner, listening to them, hearing their problems, and assuring them that, look, in next 3 days, we will not do anything other than solving your problems. Very fast, the whole focus and concentration was how to solve their problems. That is Kaizen Blitz. We have practiced this. Then mini Kaizen. It's part of corporate culture. It requires both conscious and subconscious thinking about improvements day by day. And minute by minute, and part of all employees. It also requires that the same employees process the skills for type of thing. Mini Kaizen. Prerequisites of Kaizen. Knowledge of Kaizen concept and Kaizen technology. Kaizen culture is promoted by dissemination of Kaizen concept. Kaizen concept is not so difficult to understand. Kaizen technologies include easy to difficult techniques. Kaizen shoulder should be started by use of ease of technology such as 5S and 7 quality control tools, which also I am going to discuss. Attitude, positive thinking. The man is known by his attitude. The man is known by his positive thinking. So we should have positive thinking. Kaizen concept and technologies can build positive attitude. Involvement and participation from top to management to lower level. Prerequisites is zealous support for Kaizen from everywhere. Kaizen can be promoted by paying enthusiastic and energetic attention to it, which we did in Bosch in Kaizen Blitz. Enthusiastic attention to the workers' problem. It looks like support for soccer, which is source of power for the team. Soccer. Education on Kaizen and Kaizen technology. In Kaizen, excellent result is achieved through the development of human source. We always say that if you want to improve, first develop your human beings. Because if they are not developed, and you invest in crores of rupees, in machines and equipments and buildings, nothing will work. Improve your human source. The education and training to acquire the technology is crucial. Never-ending Kaizen activity. Don't end Kaizen if you aim to make great improvement after consecutive small successes. Work continuously day in and day out. Then shift in mindset. Improvement in the mindset in such a way that we have values and good culture. What is that? That is, current thinking was that waste not defined, react to large examples. Waste is tangible. We are able to touch and feel the waste. So, required thinking is how to improve processing, transportation, correction, overproduction, motion, waiting, and these are the type of waste. Processing waste, transportation, waste of time, correction, overproduction, motion, waiting. So, identify many small opportunities to improve. Kaizen is always small improvements in current processes. Look, top management looks after innovation. Then Kaizen supervisors and some middle management, mainly supervisors and worker, look after Kaizen and then maintenance. This is what is the Kaizen current processes. Innovation, drastic improvements in current processes. Kaizen, small continuous improvements in current processes, and maintenance is activities directed to maintaining current technological. So, here top management will be mainly looking into innovation, to some extent Kaizen, to some extent maintenance. Middle management, to some extent innovation, largely Kaizen, and to some extent maintenance. Supervisors look after Kaizen as well as maintenance, and workers to small extent Kaizen and maintenance. This is the way. It is characterized by continuity, participatory approach, accumulation of small improvements. Improvements come up with minimum investment. There are 7 conditions of implementation of Kaizen. Which are those? First is top management commitment and top management commitment and top management commitment. Looks funny, isn't it? But top management commitment is a must. To emphasize upon this, I have put this word top management 3 times. Because unless top management commitment is there, nothing will work. And so, top management commitment, setting up an organization dedicated to promote Kaizen, continuous improvement. Appointing the best available personnel to manage the Kaizen process, conducting training and education, and establishing a step-by-step process for Kaizen introduction. Identify specific point for improvement. Analyze the root cause. Implement the Kaizen and standardize the improvement through proper documentation, proper process layout, proper mapping of the process, proper standard operating procedures. See if there is scope for horizontal deployment. Deploy horizontally if applicable. Fill in the improvements in the standard format. Think, rethink, and then attempt Kaizen with 100% clarity and understanding. Collect all relevant data, analyze, and then only think of solution. Use only appropriate tools while implementing. What is tool? Ishikawa diagram, Pareto analysis. We are going to discuss all these tools one by one. Use these tools. Think how I can improve. Think how I can reduce my waste. Thank you.